I have been smiling, celebrating, bragging about my first year at Proactive Talent. This is my first year anniversary there. And when people see me, they're asking me, Jim, why are you smiling so much? So then I go into this whole deal of why I'm so happy working at Proactive Talent. And then they'll ask me, well, are they hiring so I can smile like that? And I said, you know, we are. And then I had this idea. I said, you know what? Why don't I create a podcast and call it a Jobcast? And in this Jobcast, I'll have some of my coworkers from Proactive Talent jump in and talk about why we all like working here and about the opportunities we have, about the culture. One thing led to another, bada boom, bada bing. Here we are. So, welcome, dear listener, to our very first Jobcast, which will begin right after this special message. You are listening to Tribe Pod, a podcast series of interviews of interest to the HR community. It is hosted by Courtney Lane, produced by Jim Stroud, sponsored by Proactive Talent, and enjoyed by you. Today's episode begins right after this.
On-demand recruiting is an hourly service that we offer where our recruiters work as an extension of your business, helping to fill your positions by finding top talent.
So on-demand recruiting is there to address issues in hiring when a company is experiencing a lot of growth, when they're having some seasonality changes, where they may temporarily need to expand their recruiting team. You maybe have a new line of business or a space where you're expanding your business and you need to bring in specialty expertise to help fill those niche roles that your internal team may not yet be ramped up on.
Proactive Talent's on-demand recruiting solution is quite different from a lot of the other models that you're gonna see in the workplace. Whereas you're gonna pay a contingency recruiting firm, typically on average around 20%, sometimes up to 30% of the first year salary of the person that you hire. And in that same period of time, you'll spend less than a quarter of that with Proactive Talent's managed on-demand.
For more information on Proactive Talent, visit them online at proactivetalent.com or click the link in the podcast description.
Can you guys please try and do the rap again?
Please. Please.
Yeah, boy.
Essentially, I walked in and made a little rap and was like, I got the T to the B to the J to the C, all gonna do a job cast with me. So if you want a job that you really love, well, head over to your career site. Gov, my love.
Yeah.
Oh,
back our day jobs.
Rapping, not my thing. I love rap. I love hip hop. Hip hop, a hippie, data, don't stop the rhythm to the boogie to beat. But I am not a very good rapper. No.
I like the Queen Latifah, Public Enemy. Back when hip hop was really hip hop, not what these kids today are doing. Oh, my friends, well, Prince and my kid play.
Let's rock this. We are growing. I gotta say, just before we kick off here, like the fact that we have five open roles is a little insane to me. Just with the fact that just 2 or 3 years ago, we didn't even have that many full-time people at the company. And now we just have that amount open. Very cool that we're on here, that we need a whole podcast dedicated to how much growing we are doing at Proactive Talent. So in this market, that is a blessing. And I think it's a direct result of just the awesome work that our teams have been doing over this past year through the pandemic, to add value to our clients.
For it's sure. Awesome. And for the benefit of listeners who don't already automatically know our voices, let's introduce ourselves. I'll go first. Jim Stroud, VP of Marketing at Proactive Talent. Courtney
Lane. I'm the principal consultant over the hiring services division here at Proactive.
Will?
Yeah, I'm Will Staney, founder and CEO.
Brittany
King here, people and talent manager who moonlights as the resident hope dealer.
Ooh, and Travis.
Travis Triggs, Principal Consultant, Recruitment Marketing.
Very, very cool. Before we get into anything, let me just brag and just be a little bit brag on myself. This is my year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
That's awesome.
What a yes. First year, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. Way to come in right before the... Everything.
Right when we needed you. Right when yes. we needed you most. Yes. Like a knight in shining armor coming through.
I've so enjoyed my year here at Proactive Talent. Looking forward to the next millennia of being here at Proactive Talent. It's been a wild ride. I tell people I do work I love with people I like. And thank you all for letting me be here. It's been really, really fun. I told someone earlier that I have a big smile on my face back then, and I still have it now. Some jobs I couldn't say that, but this one.
Well, Jim, it's been awesome. It's been awesome, man. I you know, you coming in right as that pandemic hit at a time when we needed to educate and maybe uplift people a little bit. Was just perfect timing and our ability to sort of shift into a company that is sharing resources, helping out the greater community, educating people through this trend with the Tribe TV episodes. It's just been, it's been awesome working with you, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it very much. But let the listener know what it has been like, this whole growing curve, like from the beginning days of Proactive Talent to now, to the future. How do you see things going?
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, 6 years ago when I was, on paternity leave after a 10-year run of high growth TA leadership and employer brand building, I never would have imagined that we would be where we are today. You know, I originally had started this to be just a solopreneur journey, a way to kind of keep my options open as I was looking for that next thing, but also was born out of frustration. I was very frustrated leaving my last head of TA role with just especially in high growth tech startups with the ability to just flexibly scale my operations. I either had to hire my recruiters full time, I had to engage an outside agency or an RPO or a contingent search firm. And it was just all these pieces. And I was kind of dreaming of what the ultimate partner would be for companies going through change or growth or modernization. And there's a lot of that going on and started this. At first, it's a solopreneur journey for me to work with multiple companies and then quickly realized that this model was something that our industry really needed, sort of this, you know, this blend of a flexible RPO, you know, freelance workforce that covered everything talent acquisition. And believe it or not, at the very beginning, we didn't have all of the hiring services that Courtney does. We, you know, the services were sort of built on my skill set and background. You know, I'd been, you know, for the last, you know, 10 years before starting the firm, you know, in recruiting operations, process definement, you know, training recruiters on social and sourcing tactics and building employer brand. So our first services were really employer brand strategy and recruiting optimization strategy and consulting. And then everything else, I think, grew organically based on our client needs, right? So we'd be in an employer brand engagement, like, oh, do you do advertising? And we're like, oh yeah, that would be a natural thing for us to help you with, right? And so we started an ad agency within this model. And then we were working on a recruiting optimization and finding process issues. But at the same time, they're like, hey, do you know some good recruiters? And we're like, ah, actually we do. And that grew out our on-demand recruiting. And so with these two pillars of both talent attraction and hiring services came together, and continue to evolve. And as I brought in, you know, friends and industry peers that I respected into here to allow them to grow their businesses all under one flag as well. And then here we are today, you know, really starting with a lot of flexible freelancers and then starting to grow that core team of now 10 full-time employees and, you know, a network of people in our tribe that work on projects of 30 or more people now, Brittany, is that right? You know, in total. And so, and over the last 5 years, we have helped over 150 companies modernize their recruiting, build their employer brands, increase their employee engagement, and pretty much every industry imaginable. Is a real blessing to actually do what I love with people I really like doing it with. Like you said, Jim, and now here we are in our next phase of growth. You know, we've built out our leadership team. We've got a couple of them here today to talk about hiring and within their divisions, and now it's time to really go to the next level and increase our impact on companies and the economy at large.
Yeah, speaking of the hiring people on the call, I think I'm gonna jump a gun a little bit and go to Courtney. Courtney, you got a lot of hiring things going on in your neck of the woods. What are some of the people you would love to just apply like today, like right now, to stop listening and just apply right at this very moment?
Yeah. So we have sort of two buckets of opportunities right now on the hiring side. One of those is the on-demand recruiter. Mm. And those are our freelance recruiters. Although it's not even an on-demand recruiter anymore because we have sourcers. We have projects that come through for recruiting coordinators and recruiters. And like Will mentioned, it's really across all industries. And so the folks that are going to love this kind of work and be the most successful in this kind of role are the folks that, you know, really enjoy and, So the way I always describe it is our clients are always going through one of three things: change, challenge, and growth. And so you have to have that special kind of personality to be able to plug into an environment that isn't necessarily completely stable. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just there's always a lot going on with our clients. So if you're looking for monotony, if you're looking for that hamster wheel experience, that this is not going to be the kind of role for you.
Every day is an adventure.
It is. You're working with startups. You're working with people who were hiring on a spreadsheet a month ago. You're really going into places where they lean on your expertise. Within the TA environment, within the roles for which you are hiring for, they really need you to come in and be able to hit the ground running. You know, they'll tell you about the organization, but they can't tell you how to recruit. So you got to be really confident on who you are and know that you can come in and be that on-demand recruiting expert for them, right out the gate.
Courtney, and then we also... Quick question. What would be the difference between being a contract recruiter through Proactive Talent and being sort of a contract recruiter on your own? Like, what's the benefits of being in your tribe, in our on-demand recruiting network?
Yeah. Well, I mean, right off the bat, the first piece of it is that you're getting to come in and immediately have still a tribe, a group to be a part of. If you're out there on your own, you are truly on your own. You're an island. You're doing it yourself, which is everything. You're doing all of it yourself. You're going out and you're finding the opportunities, and you're having to account manage yourself if things start to get challenging or tricky. It's all on you. And if you come up to a wreck, you're not really sure what to do with. It's still sort of all on you, and you reaching out to maybe your professional network. You come in with us here in the tribe, you're a part of our larger on-demand recruiting group and really just the tribe in general. And you immediately have this network of people that are plugged into what's going on, how our projects work, who our clients are. They can help you with those challenging issues. And you've got a lead consultant that's there partnering with you. So they're the ones managing your account management. If something's going on with the account, they're there to dig in deeper and help sort of work through complicated situations with the client. Or if escalations come up, be there and be a part of that. And just really, you know, on top of that, it's the overall infrastructure that you're getting provided to you. We've got amazing tools that we put in your hands so that you're able to quickly, source and screen the candidates that you need to for those clients. You've got time tracking and just, you know, sort of the whole kit and caboodle that you get in coming in versus being out on your own and really having to sort of manage the whole shop versus getting to just focus in on the part you love, which is the recruiting.
I love it. So essentially,
can I add?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I wanted to add too, one of the things that I always communicate when we're talking to potential candidates is that our primary focus with clients is that we help them build a powerful recruiting engine. And when you think about that benefit and coming in-house with someone who is already a powerful recruiting engine. You have that opportunity that you would not have as an independent contractor trying to be a solopreneur. You have the Proactive Talent brand that is going to garner you some respect, is going to give you some resources and tools that you may not otherwise want to have or not otherwise have. So I just wanted to call that out too, because I think that's really cool. That's not just what we do for clients. That's what we are.
Yeah. We also offer tools like some of the greatest sourcing technology, you know, Zoom, like Slack, like all the tools you need are provided to you. You don't have to worry about the, sales, marketing, operations, chasing after invoices. We take care of that so that our recruiters in our network can focus on what they love most, which is recruiting great talent for our clients. And that means more billable time as well. For you. So it really is a great model for any solopreneur or contract recruiter who's got great experience wanting to hook into a larger tribe of those types of people.
So I know, Courtney, you got like a laundry list of different,
not a laundry list, just one more on the list. So, I mean, the other side of that would be the lead consultant, which I mentioned previously, but the lead consultant role, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, leading those on-demand recruiting engagements, but they're also the ones that are working on recruiting optimization engagements that Will mentioned previously. And also another area that's really blown up in the past year is our tech implementation, integration, optimization, whatever word you want to call it based on the client projects, where you're getting to go in and really work hand in hand with clients when it comes to their recruiting tech stack, and help them sort it out, understand what it is, understand how to leverage it, you know, get away from that shiny object syndrome where it's like, ooh, this is the newest trend or newest tool or newest thing, and I'm going to just sort of apply it and hope it just magically works. And these lead consultants get to go in and really be that expert, be that advisor with our clients and help them understand, yes, this is a trend for a reason because it does provide an outcome, but you got to do it right and really dig into that best practice. And so for those lead consultants, again, you got to be able to really sort of roll in these situations where there's a lot going on inside the client, but you need to also be, you know, very grounded and you know, help them feel very confident that as they're sort of taking some risks, quite honestly, you know, asking hiring leaders to do something different or you know, helping get a new tool in people's hands within the organization or helping the organization learn how to assess talent in an effective way, you know, they need to feel really confident behind your expertise. And so you got to be able to come in and remain flexible, but also very stable and you know, listen, hear them. Give them feedback, give them guidance, really help them see what sometimes is hard to see when you're on the inside, come in from that outsider's perspective. That's why they bring us in. And so, you know, for those lead consultants, it's being comfortable leading others, being comfortable advising others, and just really being a nerd for all things TA. Like, you gotta love it. You gotta want to read about it and learn the new things and talk about it and all of that.
What's the right background, you know, for someone, you know, being a lead consultant doing recruiting optimization and strategy with Proactive Talent?
Yeah, I mean, I think realistically, there's not any perfect background. I think you could come from a variety of different places, but you have to have a broader understanding than just maybe having been at, you know, one sort of in-house role forever in general. Typically, if you've got some experience in the agency space, in the RPO space, or you've been a consultant on your own, or you've had some experience in managing multiple clients, that can be a really big hump for somebody who's always been in-house to come into the consulting sphere. Is if you've never managed multiple clients, that is a different animal. External clients than internal clients, because you're working from however many clients you have, their calendars and their worlds. And so there's a lot of management that goes into that. And I think right now, just, you know, being in an industry, coming from an industry or an organization even that, you know, has been forward thinking, where you've shown that you've had the opportunity to really push things forward before in an organization and have branched out of and hands-on touch things that are, you know, at the forefront of recruiting and talent acquisition and aren't sort of the way we've always done it, you really have to sort of already have that muscle built of knowing how to think about sort of that longer term future scape and how you can really challenge your organization and push your organization to embrace new technologies and practices, and also feel empowered by that.
Yeah, I love that. You remind me, one of the big reasons I started Private Talent was that I love building modern recruiting machines, right? And I feel like that lead consultant role is really designed in that light of you got to be obsessive about building machines, building these recruiting machines with these companies, and leading them through that change. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. I see Travis here is chomping at the bit. Like he has something on his mind to say. Travis, what are the top of roles that you are looking to recruit for these days?
Yeah. So I have a couple opportunities right now. The first one, if you want to get in on it, you got to act fast because we have some awesome candidates already in the pipeline and, you know, looking to fill the position in the next couple of weeks. That first role, it's a media specialist. This is a full-time opportunity with Proactive Talent. Will made mention of it earlier in the conversation, but we recently built out like the ad agency side of the business. So you think about the employer brand side, they're out there, they're building the strategies, they're building the personas for the clients. And then on our side, it's up to us to activate that that marketing material, right? So you think about programmatic advertising, digital out of home, things like that. The media specialist is really going to be the person that makes all of that happen. So they're going to be, you know, placing these creating insertion orders. They're going to be activating some of the campaigns, but they're also going to be the one that's, kind of in the details, loves attention to detail and doesn't mind hanging out in a spreadsheet or a media management platform, pulling metrics, ensuring that vendors are getting paid, ensuring that we're getting paid, right? So that's the media specialist role. Will, do you have anything to add to that piece?
No, I mean, I see just as a foundational role, keeping all the engines on track. They're the main air traffic controller of our agency, helping, you know, really navigate, educate, and inform clients on what's going on and do that media buying and click the button and hit that magic button that sends that campaign out into the world, right? If you think about the EB team, you know, they're helping companies figure out what their story is. And then Travis's team comes in and they get that story in front of the right eyeballs and target that messaging. And so it's a really exciting time, I think, to be a part of Travis's org because it's in a rapid growth mode. And anybody that maybe starts as a media specialist now could be a future strategist, which I believe you're also hiring for, right, Travis?
Yeah, that's a great segue. So yeah, also actively recruiting for a lead consultant or a lead strategist on the recruitment marketing side. This for both roles, I think the one thing that anybody who's looking to join, at least my side of the business, these people need to have a passion for people because ultimately that's what we're trying to do is connect employers and people, trying to connect each other, right? And you get the right person into the right job, amazing things can happen. And we're here to kind of facilitate that magic, right? So the lead strategist, this is gonna be someone that probably has 5+ years of employer brand or related media management experience. This is gonna also be a full-time role within the Proactive Talent team. And the reason both the media specialist and the lead strategist are gonna be full-time opportunities is that one of the biggest pieces of this role is going to be the relationship piece with the client, right? So, you know, this is, you know, we're hoping the goal is we do an employer brand activation, then they come over and, they come for the employer brand activation, they stay for the marketing.
That's right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, on average, you know, our clients that we build employer brands for, almost all of them stand and still have, you know, Travis, your team, right? Like come in and help continue to support them as their agency and deploy the ads and continue to activate this. You know, employer brands aren't built in a day, right? These are built over years and doing, you know, strategic campaigns and targeting to attract the right talent. And so we're on average with those clients, you know, multiple years. And so wanting to keep that team consistent and really invest in them and them as a full-time employee as well. Whereas, you know, some of the lead consultants on some of the other sides of the house, they're really solopreneurs and they like doing those 3 to 6 month engagements, moving on and building the next machine. This media team really sticks with the clients, and they're all about the long-term relationship and helping continue to optimize our clients' media strategies.
Hey, yeah. Travis, I have a question. Are the candidates that you want, would they all come presumably from like ad agency backgrounds or?
Not necessarily. And that's definitely nice to have. It's definitely nice to have, but it's not a must have, right? But someone who's, I'd definitely be open to chatting with someone who's, been building employer brand strategies or activating recruitment marketing campaigns, internally, right? Preferably for a larger organization would help because there's going to be a lot of moving parts, for the strategist role and the media specialist role.
Yeah.
Not a must have.
Yeah. And I think the reason for that too is Jim, is that we're trying to build a different model for agency support here. The way we operate with all of our clients, no matter what service we're doing, is by augmenting their teams. And so if you're a lead strategist with us, if you're a media specialist, you are the lead recruitment strategist, or sometimes for some of our clients, you are the recruitment marketing lead for their company. And working in tandem with them. This isn't outsourcing your media. We're literally insourcing, and we're helping them build the capabilities and program internally as well. So having some of that agency experience is important, but just know it's going to be a little different here. We're much more of a deeper touch with our clients and integrated into their teams a little different. So that in-house experience can be very helpful as well. Yeah. And if you have both, wow, that would be fantastic. But I think somebody who's built the recruitment marketing engine within a larger enterprise company would be well suited for these roles as well.
Cool. And that brings to mind another question for Travis. Travis, how many years of experience should this media specialist have? I want to save some people some time I want them to know if this role is perfect for them or if it's not perfect for them. So do you want somebody with 25 years experience for this role or somebody with 1 year experience? What's the right number?
Yeah, for the specialist, we're looking for someone with at least 2 years experience, right? And that could be relevant experience. So yes, again, it'd be great if you worked in an ad agency or worked internally managing social channels and activating, social campaigns. But on the flip side, open to someone with parallel experience. So you think about someone, perhaps a recruitment coordinator who's been doing that for a couple of years, that would transition well into this world. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, last but certainly not least, I want to transition over to Brittany. Brittany, you are the HR, our HR maven here, among other things. Tell some of the job seekers that are listening in some of the great perks they get just from being over here.
Oh, proactive talent. How I love thee. Let me count the ways.
Poetic. Let's write that down.
I know. Let's hashtag it. So when you think about proactive talent and what differentiates us from many other companies, I would start with our culture. So we call ourselves a tribe by design, and that means we hold ourselves to a high level of integrity and that no one individual is greater than the whole. And so you think about our core values of integrity, purpose, and Kaizen, which is a Japanese word for continuous improvement, efficiency, favor for the long term. Those to me are the fundamental things that help us be excellent at what we do. So of course, if you like medical and dental benefits and a 401k, proactive talent is the place for you. But if you also are looking for a culture that really wants to see you accelerate individually, professionally, personally, proactive talent is that kind of place. One of the other cool benefits that we have here is that you get a snack box delivered to your doorstep each month. Like my daughters and I are fighting every month because they're like, the snack box is about to come. Let me grab it. And to me, that really speaks to our focus on people and our focus on making sure we have the right team members aligned to not only to our clients, but internally. One of the biggest benefits that I believe you would get working at Proactive Talent is that you get to be partnered with leaders and talent acquisition in a way that you perhaps could not. So when Travis and Courtney and even Will mentioned, kind of the nature of these roles and what we do, I'm sitting here listening to Travis talk about his media specialist role thinking, man, what I wouldn't give to work with Travis every day. because he's just that much of an amazing leader. I already have the opportunity to do that with Courtney and Will, but you have to think about the people you're connected to. I think everyone here has echoed the sentiment that we all love where we work and we like the people we work. I think if you think about perhaps the most dysfunctional family where we all love each other, but we don't like each other, that's not the case here at Proactive Talent. We are a beautiful mix of subject matter experts, creators, and positive change makers who represent a myriad of backgrounds and belief. And this is just not an opportunity you're going to see traditionally anywhere else. It's just not. Yeah, it's just not.
It makes me think too, to a sort of a hidden benefit that gets talked about a lot amongst our tribe. And that's the fact that we really are very holistic. So mm-hmm. while you may work in Courtney's hiring division or on Travis's agency on the recruitment marketing team, almost all of our clients are doing multiple things with us because we really tackle our clients' problems holistically. Sometimes buying ads isn't the answer to the problem. Sometimes it's, you know, extra sourcing help, or it's deploying a new process or a technology. Since we can do all of that, what happens is you end up on these blended teams where you may be an ODR recruiter, but you're also seeing how the sausage is getting made on the recruitment marketing, and then that's getting deployed through you at a recruiter level too, right? And so you can come in here, maybe you just have experience in recruiting or just on the hiring side, but then get into an engagement where you're learning more about employer branding, about, you know, programmatic advertising. You are becoming a more well-rounded talent acquisition professional just by proxy of being a part of this group.
And I think that speaks to kind of the leadership. Well, I'm going to give you props here, but when you think about someone who came from being the head of global TA at Glassdoor and the level of understanding for TA and recruiting that would be required there, Will really has this not just open door policy, but it's like, the door is open. I'm bringing you in. What do we want to do together? How can we make great things happen in the world? He has office hours each week where anyone in our tribe, whether they're on our virtual bench, an employee, a contractor, can say, Will, this is what's going on with me. This is what I want to do. And not only within Proactive Talent, that's one of the things that I love about our leadership team, is that Will is like, if it's not at Proactive Talent, should be at Proactive Talent because we're the best. However, if it is not, what is it that you want to do? And how can we accelerate you getting there? Like, the leadership at the top is different. And for me, that makes all the difference. So we encourage this kind of raise your hand and tell us what you would like to do. Raise your hand and tell us how you would like to grow. How can we help you grow? Oh, you want to go figure this thing out? You want to learn this thing? Okay, come over here and learn this other part of the business. Whereas in traditional corporate environments, it's like, we hired you to be the healthcare recruiter, be the healthcare recruiter. Or we hired you to be the EB consultant, be the EB consultant. And it's just not the case at Proactive.
No, I really believe that people do their best work when they're doing a job that they really love, when the work that they're doing is something that they are actually passionate about. And so it's something I commonly am telling people in direct reports, like, are you enjoying what you're doing right now? If you're not, how can we make that change? How can we add a different aspect to your role? And I think what's great about our model is it is so fluid, is that you can make it what you want it to be. If you want to work with a specific type of problem or challenge, we're going to get the sales and marketing engine humming up to find projects that solve that challenge for you, right? Just a really core part of who we are. Thanks for calling that out, Brittany. Great.
Oh, for sure. I so enjoy this, and I'm hoping that the people listening enjoy it enough to go over to proactivetalent.com and then go to our career section and see what they can see there. Please apply. Please check us out. We have a great newsletter where we promote a lot of interesting things that are being talked about in the world of work. We also have some great downloadable items that'll help you, that'll help make your work life that much easier. So please check us out, proactivetalent.com. And I guess I could end with that, but does anyone else want to say anything else before we?
Well, yeah, actually, if you want to actually come and be a part of bringing people to Proactive Talent, coming soon, very soon, to a theater near you. Brittany has it.
Yes, we are. So we are going to be looking to add a recruiting and engagement coordinator to our team. So if you're someone who wants to support our organization's growth plans, recruiting activities, and build positive candidate relationships, you need to talk. We need to talk. If you're someone who really wants to make sure internally we're having a positive experience as a tribe and as a culture, but you're also adept at making sure all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and you've been in a recruiting space, please, please, please reach out to us. Coming soon, you would be first in line for that. So we're telling you to get in line. We're waiting.
Can I just say one thing that just really excites me about this role? This role will, I think, become pretty foundational. You know, if I think about this, this is the experience creator at the company, the experience that, you know, that's helping coordinate, you know, people to learn more about us through a hiring process internally, but also getting to work with executives at some of the best companies in the world that are our clients, making sure that their experience within engagements are great. And, you know, we want our consultants spending their time adding value for clients. And some of these engagements are getting big and they're complex. And so this person comes in and is helping take that complexity off the table and give people great experiences with our firm. And so, to me, that means that this person is the face of Proactive Talent day to day with our clients, with our candidates, and with our tribe. So, I'm really looking forward to seeing who applies once we get it posted here in a couple of days.
Yes, you will be the face. And if you're kind of person that has temerity, who is looking for your next career adventure, who wants to be doing something that's, you know, helping Proactive Talent, but also working with the top organizations in the world, oftentimes, we want to talk to you.
Sounds like a dream job for the right person. We'll be checking our applicant tracking system very soon after this podcast post. So hopefully we'll be seeing what you, dear listener, have sent to us. All right. With all hearts and minds clear, we're going to say goodbye at this point, and we will look forward to hearing from you, dear listener, very soon. Ta-ta.
I think that was right at 30 minutes too.
I think it was. All right, let me hit the record button.
As in turn it off, not
start. Turn it off.
Oh shit. He just started the recording. None of that was recorded. Sorry.
Good try, run, gang. Good try.
Oh man, that would be so bad. That was the case. All right.